No, that's the problem. You take everything so coolly, it's unnatural. It makes me wonder what you're really thinking. I always tell you what I'm really thinking. You edit, he accused. Not very much. Enough to drive me insane. You don't want to hear it, I mumbled, almost whispered. As soon as the words were out, I regretted them. The pain in my voice was very faint. I could only hope he hadn't noticed it. He didn't respond, and I wondered if I had ruined the mood. His face was unreadable as we drove into the school parking lot. Something occurred to me belatedly. Where's the rest of your family? I asked, more than glad to be alone with him, but remembering that his car was usually full. They took Rosalie's car. He shrugged as he parked next to a glossy red convertible with the top up. Ostentatious, isn't it? Wow, I breathed. If she has that, why does she ride with you? Like I said, it's ostentatious. We try to blend in. You don't succeed. I laughed and shook my head as we got out of the car. I wasn't late anymore. His lunatic driving had gotten me to school in plenty of time. So why did Rosalie drive today if it's more conspicuous?